Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. It does go by fast, doesn't it? Well, here on this broadcast and podcast, we have established from within the Bible that God commands and desires our love, and He expects that we will manifest our love in obedience to His divine commandments. What is driving us are these words in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 28. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. That phrase, those who love God, is so important. And we asked, why do we love God? The answer is, we love God because we have been called by God to love God. And we asked, how do we love God? The answer is, we love God by our obedience to God. All of this we learned together in our Bible study. If you missed that, just go to the following website and get caught up by listening to those podcasts. The website is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. The title of the series is God Saves, and the main text is Romans 8, verse 28. As I hope you will also recall, and as we looked into this truth of loving God in our obedience to God, we have to admit that obeying God's commandments today is difficult because we confess that we are sinners, and sometimes we just love our sin too much to agree with God, that this is offensive to Him, and we must come in heartfelt repentance before the Lord to ask His forgiveness, and then to emerge again from our prayers, leaning on and depending on the strength and power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome our sin again. Dressing each morning in the full armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, we set out in a world full of temptation, confident that God is on our side, and as long as we live in Christ, we will overcome our sin. I thought it would be helpful for us to have a case study from the scripture of a person, in this case a man, who absolutely and without question sincerely loved God, but a man who also wrestled with his sin nature and sometimes lost. This man is David. David, the young boy whom God chose and appointed king of Israel. David, the man after God's own heart. David, whom, as we saw in several texts in 1 and 2 Samuel, showed off his love for God by living in obedience to God. And yes, as we read on Friday, David the adulterer and David the murderer. For any of us struggling, because we do love the Lord and we do want to show our love in faithful obedience, but we sin. Oh, I think David is a man worth pursuing in our lives. So in a moment, let's return to the Bible at 2 Samuel chapter 11. If you are not driving or otherwise distracted, reach for your Bible and open it to 2 Samuel 11. As you do, let me give you a recap of what we read on Friday. I do not want to take the valuable time to read the whole passage again. 2 Samuel 11, verses 1 through 17, tells us that it was the springtime when kings go out to war. But King David decided to stay home. And when his army was away, David was walking one evening on the roof of his house when he looked over and saw a woman bathing. Her name was Bathsheba, and she was beautiful in appearance. Compelled by her beauty, David called for her to come to him, and given that you do not refuse the king, she came. Even though Bathsheba was a married woman, her husband being one of David's mighty serving men in the military now at war, David had no inhibitions to sleeping with Bathsheba. Well, the woman conceived. Now she is pregnant. Wanting to dig himself out of the hole David has now plunged himself into, he does what so many of us do. He compounds his initial sin with more sin. He tries a couple of times to set up Uriah as the father of Bathsheba's child by calling Uriah off the battlefield to sleep with his own wife. But when this does not work, can you believe it? David has the husband of Bathsheba, the man Uriah, killed. This is shocking. David is an adulterer and a murderer. And I want you to hear what God thinks of all of this. I did not read this last time, so we start fresh here on this Monday. I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. Now when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his home, and Bathsheba became his wife. Then she bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. Did you catch verse 27? The thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord. God calls David's actions evil. Yes, evil. Not just bad. Not what God would not have preferred, not even sin, but evil. Whoa. When I read this, I want to know, how is it possible that David sinned like this? He's a man in love with God. Up until this point, he has a very good track record of manifesting much obedience to the Lord. And suddenly, he's plunged deep into iniquity. Holy God is naming what he has done as evil. It is very enlightening to sit down and read all of 1 and 2 Samuel, as well as the first two chapters of 1 Kings together. If and when you will do that, what you will find is a dividing line in the life of God and David. From 1 Samuel chapter 16 through 2 Samuel chapter 10, David loved God in his obedience to God, and God blessed David. But from 2 Samuel chapter 11, all the way until the day he died, 1 Kings chapter 2, David lived a life of struggle and trouble. We do not have time to read it all, but you can, and I encourage you to do so. All sorts of things go wrong in David's life, primarily with his children. And here is something else to watch for. Before 2 Samuel 11 and this encounter with Bathsheba, whenever David would pray, God would answer David's request in a positive manner. David had found himself in all sorts of hairy situations because Saul was out to kill him. So David would cry out to God, and God would answer, giving David what David needed. But let's pick up the story again, and I will show you how God now withholds from David something David desperately wanted. At the beginning of 2 Samuel chapter 12, just when David thinks he's gotten away with his sins, God sends the prophet Nathan in to confront the king. And Nathan uses a story to capture David's attention, the point of which is to expose David's sin. And when that becomes clear, Nathan then declares to David, "You are the man." Meaning, God knows and he is exposing you, David. Furthermore, verse 15 of 2 Samuel 12 says this, "Then the Lord struck the child that Uriah's widow bore to David, so that he was very sick." Let me interrupt for clarity. Remember that when David slept with Bathsheba that night, she conceived. This is that child. This is David's child with Bathsheba. Note, the Lord struck the child with an illness. Back to verse 16, and I will read down to verse 19. This is 2 Samuel 12, verses 16 through 19. David therefore inquired of God for the child, and David fasted and went and lay all night on the ground. The elders of his household stood beside him in order to raise him up from the ground, but David was unwilling and would not eat food with them. Then it happened on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David were afraid to tell him the child was dead, for they said, "Behold, while the child was still alive, we spoke to him, and he did not listen to our voice. How then can we tell him that the child is dead, since he might do himself harm?" But when David saw that his servants were whispering together, David perceived that the child was dead. So David said to his servants, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "He is dead." Specifically, here's what I want you to grasp. David pleaded with the Lord to heal this child, to preserve the boy's life. David inquired of the Lord. David fasted, and David would not get up from the ground. But God allowed the child to die. God said no to David's prayer. Trust me, if you will not read this for yourself, then believe me, there is a sharp and distinct change in David's prayer life. The Lord God says no. He denies his servant David his request, whereas he had not denied David before David sinned. We will talk more about this next time. But for anyone who does not think there are consequences to our sin, consider this. And be struck with the fact that we can be people who love God, but do not obey him, and then God has to discipline us. David is a striking example of a man who loves and disobeys God. More tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.